In 1935, Aldo Leopold was already an expert on land and wildlife management when he bought a sandy, worn-out, drought-stricken farm a few miles northeast of Baraboo.
From the environmental ecological community, this is a very important place.
That's Al Anderson, a former board member of a foundation that bears Leopold's name. Anderson says the 150 acres Leopold bought along the Wisconsin River was where Leopold put into practice some of the land and wildlife restoration ideas he'd been forming, and where Leopold came up with some thoughts for his most famous book, A Sand County Almanac. Most tours of the property start at a former chicken coop that housed the Leopold family and guests when they came to the site. The small wooden building is known as the Shack. Leopold Foundation Executive Director Buddy Huffaker unlocks the shack's only door. He walks in and props open one of the half-dozen windows.
We'll bring some light into here.
Huffaker says the windows were something Leopold added.
Nina, one of Aldo's children, always laughs to think of her father in the Madison junkyard looking for old window frames.
Huffaker says Aldo Leopold not only believed in recycling as early as the 1930s, but tried to teach another lesson by keeping the shack simple. There's no electricity or indoor plumbing, and the source of heat in the winter is a fireplace. Huffaker lights a small fire. And he talks about how Leopold wrote in a Sand County Almanac about fire as a heat source.
His February essay talks about the two spiritual dangers of not owning a farm, and I'm going to have to paraphrase here, but one is to assume that food comes from the grocery store, and the second is that heat comes from the furnace.
If Leopold's lesson from inside the shack is slightly spiritual and about simplicity, his message from outside the shack is more about science and, where possible, returning land to its pre-agricultural state. The Leopold family planted thousands of pine trees, undertook one of the first prairie restorations, and thought about what humans do to nature. About 100 yards from the shack, Buddy Huffaker brushes snow off a plaque that's set in the ground. At this spot, Leopold sawed down what he called the good oak and wrote about the experience in a famous essay. Huffaker says the piece is really about natural history.
And as he and his family saw through the growth rings of the oak, he goes back in time and looks at how people have continually disregarded the other natural elements in the landscape, the decimation of turkeys, for example, and other species that we hunted into extinction either locally or entirely.
But turkeys, sandhill cranes, and some other species have come back in Wisconsin, in part because of Leopold's conservation ethic. Leopold's followers are trying to get more people to adopt his ideas.
I will be sending you all out a glossy 8.5 by 11 that you can cherish for the rest of your lives.
Some woodland property owners pause for a graduation picture in front of the shack. They just finished a class that included an assignment to read a Sand County Almanac. Donna Johnston of Oconto Falls says Leopold's ideas have influenced her.
Well, to me, it's always the soils and how to essentially keep the dirt out of the water and, you know, let the trees do their thing in the right places.
Leopold's land ethic is also getting wider exposure in a new movie about the U.S. Forest Service called The Greatest Good. In the film, Leopold biographer Kurt Meine sums up the Leopold family's philosophy at the old Baraboo farm.
They all shared kind of this unspoken vision. If the land is worn out, try to fix it.
But even the Leopold property is not immune from modern times. As a woodpecker hammers into a tree overhead, the noise from nearby Interstates 90 and 94 seeps into the scenery. Buddy Huffaker says Leopold knew the future would bring environmental threats.
But I think that's Leopold's challenge to us is, you know, he understood progress was going to continue. He just wanted us to contemplate what we wanted that progress to be.
Huffaker says he hopes people have those discussions at Leopold-related events this weekend. A screening of the Forest Service film is scheduled tonight in Baraboo, and tomorrow several cities are having readings of a Sand County Almanac. Huffaker reads from the book's foreword that Leopold wrote 57 years ago today.
For us of the minority, the opportunity to see geese is more important than television.
Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Baraboo.